Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Pete Butek of collegefootballnews.com is with us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Pete, how you doing, man?
What's going on? How you guys doing?
We're great, and we're excited about the Buckeyes this weekend.
Are you, though? Are you excited about them? You're already in. I mean, there's a big champion. I mean, you got the big win in Michigan you wanted, and, you know, just whatever. Who cared?
It's a good point. And you know what? I'm excited to see them continue to win. However, I would rather Justin Fields not be playing this weekend.
You know what? It's funny you mention that because, like, I was arguing that last week, and I wasn't ready to go to that next level because I know Ohio State, Michigan's Ohio State, Michigan. But I was tearing my hair out watching him in the game when the score was, what, 45-19 or whatever it was.
And yeah, that was odd.
Around. And, like, I get it. Okay, Michigan could come. But really, you got the number one defense in the country. You're not going to lose this game. And, like, and look what just happened later, you know, in the day. Alabama's in the college football playoff. Had they decided to keep Tua Tagovailoa and put him on the bench, you know, two series earlier when they were blowing out, I was like, you don't need this game. Why are you playing this guy? This is the one guy you absolutely cannot lose. And to your point, yeah, they kind of can't lose in this week either. But they could lose. You're right. They could lose this game and be more than fine. They're in the college football playoff no matter what. However, here's the thing that they're going to have to care about, and I do like the idea that they, you know, stay mentally sharp. I mean, not like they're not going to get up for the playoff games, but keep the edge. But they could win this game in a blowout and still get knocked out of that number one seed because if LSU beats Georgia, that's just a more impressive win. So I think the cruel way that this college football playoff rankings things work is Utah can be ahead of all these Big 12 teams throughout the process, and then at the very end, yoink, they just take the football away as Charlie Brown comes up to kick it because they're going to like the Big 12 championship win better because whoever wins that's going to have a higher-ranked championship win. Same thing. Beating Georgia is going to be far more impressive than beating Wisconsin unless it's like some, you know, 59-0 annihilation again.
Pete, is there any way Georgia can stay four even if they lose? And who do you see as that number four after the weekend's over?
Yeah, there's no way they're four. They deserve it. I would argue that they would if they kept this to a field goal game and kept it close. You could make a four best team argument certainly that they would belong in, except for that South Carolina loss. If they had lost to say Florida or someone who is at least not awful, I think there'd be a little more of a case to be made. But now at this point, if you lose, I don't think they have a shot at getting that fourth seed. I still think Utah's going to be impressive. The thing about them, though, is they haven't played anybody. They still have a win over a college football playoff-ranked team yet. Oklahoma and Baylor, okay, they're going to know what they're going to need to do when they match off. And Saturday, they're going to know, okay, do we have to win by 25? Do we have to win by 5? You know, or do we just have to win? You know, they're going to know whether or not Oregon can pull this off. Oregon's actually the better team, but if Utah pulls this off, I think it sort of finds its way into the four. Don't count out Baylor. I think that's the one scenario that no one seems to want to acknowledge, is that it's not that crazy to think that Oregon beats Utah, LSU beats Georgia, and then Baylor finishes the drill this time around against an Oklahoma team that's good, but came really, really close to losing to Baylor and Iowa State and TCU, and it certainly looks touchable.
If Baylor wins and Utah loses to Oregon and Georgia lost a nail biter to Auburn to LSU, you don't think Georgia would stick?
It's a great question. I would vote. I'm a four best team guy. I keep screaming and yelling that Georgia belonged in. You know, like to your direct point, they lost the nail biter of nail biters to that Alabama team, which at the time was considered best ever, and it didn't get in, even though it was, you know, still a better team than Notre Dame or Oklahoma. So I don't think they do that again. Remember, they're going to have to do that. They're going to have to buck precedent, because the Buckeyes last year, that's the first 12-1 Power 5 conference championship team to not get in. And that's only mainly because Notre Dame went 12-0, even though, okay, Georgia finished ahead. I think had Notre Dame been 11-1, I think they put Ohio State in. And they would have to do that again this time. They'd be like, okay, great. Look, Baylor, you're 12-1. You're a Power 5 conference champion. You avenged your one loss against the team that beat you, and you beat a team that's ranked number, what, 6 in the country. It's kind of a hard resume to beat at that point. And I think Baylor's in, and there comes the number one seed. You know, you can make it 2 and 3, doesn't matter where you are in that group, but you want that number one seed, because you definitely want Utah or Oklahoma or Baylor over Clemson in this.
Pete Fewtek, College Football News, is with us. Pete, okay, so we know LSU's in even if they lose, and Ohio State's in,
yep,
even if they lose. What about Clemson? Are they – let's say Clemson loses and Utah and Oklahoma both win. What happens?
That would be a fun fight to have. Actually, the crazier argument to your point would be, okay, let's say Clemson loses, and let's say Georgia beats LSU. Then what do you do? Because now you've got 3 spots that are locked up, because you're going to have Ohio State, LSU, and Georgia would be in. And like to your
right
point, let's say Utah wins, let's say Oklahoma wins, and then you're saying to Clemson, all right, we're going to put in Clemson. You know, you didn't beat a team that and ended up winning a college football playoff ranked team all year. And you know what? You didn't win your Power 5 conference championship, but we kind of like you on the eye test, so we're going to put you in over 2 Power 5 conference champions. Yeah, good luck selling that one. I think Clemson's out. I mean, to your scenario, I don't know if they put Utah and Oklahoma in, but it would be a very, very easy thing for the playoff committee to say, where, you know, look, last year didn't matter. We didn't exist. We know Clemson really is one of the 4 best teams in college football, but it's a very easy call to say at that point, under your scenario, we're going to have 4 Power 5 conference champions in this. We got the Big Ten, we got the SEC, we got the Big 12, we got the Pac-12, Power 5 champs, let's go.
So in your mind, you said you think LSU could still jump Ohio State this weekend. So what's Ohio State have to do to hold on to – go ahead.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there. My fear – and now I know how this committee works. They don't quite have the agenda that people think they do. But there's a part of me that kind of thinks that they moved Ohio State up to number 1 just in case Alabama was number 4. The one thing they would not have wanted was an LSU-Alabama rematch in the first in the semifinal, and it would be harder, yeah, at least optics-wise, to make that move. Now, that's I'm going, you know, like tinfoil on head conspiracy theory time,
sure,
but I kind of think
that
might be part of it. And now I think, though, it's still close. LSU's still been awesome. And if LSU beats Georgia, let's say by 14 or more, you know, Georgia hasn't allowed, was it something like that? I don't think they've given up more than 20 points to anybody yet this year. If they pull that off, I think they could jump them ahead, just because look at the resume at that point. If LSU does that, they'll have beaten the number 4 team in the country. They'll have beaten Alabama. They'll have beaten Florida. They'll have beaten Texas at Texas, which I know doesn't mean anything, but still looks kind of nice to the committee. They'll just have a far better resume than what Ohio State did. But, again, that's a coin flip at that point. I'm just saying I wouldn't be shocked if LSU jumps Ohio State.
Well, so I guess my question is, what do you do if you're Ohio State and you know Justin Fields is hurt? Are you going to leave him in and run up the score to try and hold on to number 1, or are you going to get him out of the game and risk further injury?
At the very least, you know what you got to deal with. You're going to know what happened in the SEC championship game. And yeah, and coaches always say, well, we don't coach like that. We just I think you kind of have to.
Yes, they
and,
do. Yes, they do.
I made this point back when Tagovailoa got hurt, where in a day and age where we have every analysis on everything, we know, like, what these guys eat. They have their training regimens. We know exactly, like, sleep cycles. You know, they have every single aspect of what these guys do on a daily basis down to an exact science. Yet there's no one who is sort of like the guy who runs the metrics on when you should take a player out to risk injury, almost like an insurance, you know, type of guy where, you know, look, at a long enough timeline, everyone's survival rates at zero. You know, look, every time you put a guy out there, no matter what, he could get hurt. So you need someone to be able to do that. And like you said, I think if Georgia wins or if LSU wins close, I think if you're Ohio State, you're like, look, this is the one guy we can – this is not like it was in 2014. We don't have a Cardale Jones. We can't win a national title. Not when you've got this Clemson team, not when you got this LSU team. You can't win a national title without Justin Fields out there.
Wouldn't this weekend be so much better if it was the first round of the playoffs rather than these terrible conference championships? Come on, Pete. 18 playoff. It's going to happen. We need to have it.
It hurts. You know what? And what it should be, it could be so simple. There's two ways. There's two easy solutions to all this. Make the Power Five conference championships for like quarterfinal games. Like if at this point, if you can't win your conference championship, you should not be allowed to win the national championship. I don't care. It's kind of one of those deals. But you can easily make this a 16 playoff where you say all five Power Five conference champions and the top ranked group of five champion. And then what you do is the 1 and 2 seeds, you finally give them an advantage. Because right now, like I just said, let's say Georgia beats LSU. There is zero advantage to being the number one seed in the college football playoff as of right now. No number one seed has ever won this thing. And if you're Ohio State and you're rewarded, in air quotes, by playing LSU, great. Thanks a lot, guys. You need a reward for this. So the easy aspect of this answer to this is make the Power Five conference championships matter. Make the top group of five team in. And then next week, you play on the home side of the higher field, you know, 3 versus 6 and 4 versus 5, and then keep everything else the same. You're not drastically changing the infrastructure of this all that much, and you're rewarding the number 1 and 2 seeds for being the number 1 and number 2 seeds. And okay, you figure out some sort of provision for like Notre Dame, like if it's undefeated, it gets the ACC slot or something.
Make them join a conference.
Yeah. Exactly. But to your point, that would be absolutely the best. And if while I'm ranting here, one more thing, it would be beautiful if, like, we should have had the MAC championship on Tuesday night. We should have had the, you know, Conference True. USA championship last night, maybe the Sun Belt tonight. Just those games are going to get swallowed up. And no one's going to watch them on Saturday because of the bigger games. And it stinks that we just these other games, which actually even like the American Athletic Conference, like nobody's really going to watch that because there's going to be other bigger games on. It would be nice if they had strung this out all week so we would have had college football all week.
Yeah, like an early bowl week, right?
Exactly.
I mean, yeah, you're right. The only problem with that is that a lot of these teams played last week, right? So you couldn't play last weekend and then have a Tuesday game.
Yeah, so the MAC though, all their games seem to be like on Tuesday night, so that would have been a little bit harder to do. But you can have you've had short weeks on in Thanksgiving, you know, where you had gotten to play Saturday and then come back on Thursday. So maybe you make it, you know, Wednesday, Thursday, but or some way to do this where you staggered it out a little bit. But
figure it out.
What stinks overall, to your other point, to keep this back, get this back on track for you a little bit, is that to your exact point, it stinks. It isn't cool that if you're Utah, if you're Oklahoma, if you're any of these teams, you don't know what you have to do. You can't win your way into the college football playoff. You have to – it's a beauty contest. You have to look pretty to a bunch of judges, and that's really, really, really not fair.
Yeah, and that's why I like the 8. I get what you're saying about the 6. I wouldn't be against that. I think eight gives you enough teams where everybody that deserves a shot gets it, and it doesn't water down the regular season. I think if you go beyond eight, then you water down the regular season.
Exactly, and you play your way. You can play your way in. So Power Five conference champions, you are in that 8 no matter what. And let's say you get rewarded by no matter what, you get the top 5 seeds. If you win a Power Five conference champions, there's your reward, and you get a home game in the first round next week. You get the top group of five champion. There's your Notre Dame provision. There's your provision just in case something weird happens, like Georgia upsets LSU or Wisconsin upsets Ohio State. And you have those two extra wild card teams. And if you can't make that, you have no beef whatsoever.
Right. That's it. If you're the 9th team, I got no – but if you're in the debate for the 4th team, you should have a shot.
Sure,
not for the 9th.
Like right now,
not for the
9th. Of course. Like if Utah – like to the, your point, like let's say Utah – and Oklahoma both win by 14 points. Like, now it's down to a bunch of judges saying, well, by my eyes,
right, silly.
We think, you know, yeah, like, It's not fair. It's not fair to these teams that they weren't able to play their way in. It's not fair that we know right now that roughly, 78 teams are already out of the 2020 college football playoff. You know, they can't play their way into this thing.
Right. Yeah, it's unfortunate. All right, Pete, good stuff as always, man. We'll talk to you again soon.
Have a good week, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.